moil v'loy pores a mila kilo loy moil. Somebody made a mila moil v'loy pores a mila. He did not Rashi gilud, not uncover the atar itself. Is kilo loy moil. It's considered like he didn't do the mila at all. Now the orha priya. Even if you take off the top skin, the orlo, there's still some orlo, there's still some skin there that's covering over the atara. And that is, we pull the skin down to mean it's galo atara. So Taiz even asked the kasha, like Taima, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah Pshita? Hey, since the Mishnah said that a bosar achoifes roiv atara, calls him on there's some meat covering up the roiv with atara, it's not of the mila. So Frank Taiz asked here also, the chiloi poro adayin roiv atara mechusa, as before you made priya. So the pshat from Priya is that skin is still covering over the Atara. So before you make Priya, Pshiti, not your Yetzir Mitzvah, you didn't uncover the Atara. So Mashper from Tosis, that the aura of the Priya is another type of the skin that's mamish covering up the Atara. And you only mekayim the Mitzvah when you tear that skin and push it down below the Atara, below that ring around the tip of the, before the tip of the Gid. So at the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Avino, Omer Rabbi Yemiya Baraba. Omarav, Bosar ha-choyfe es-roiv goivo shel atara. He says, Pshan the Mishnah, that the tzitzin ha-makfin, it doesn't have to go around roiv of the atara, just roiv of the goiva shel atara, roiv of the height of the atara. So Rashi learns, loitaim roiv ha-atara diktoni mas nitzin, roiv ha-keifo, I don't think it means the meat covers up, roiv of the circumference of this ring, el afilo roiv goiva v'mokem echad. Even mama, just one part of the Atara, one part of this ring going around, if on one part across the top, horizontally, if roiv of one part is covered up with skin, that alone is maki of the mila. So it's come out this mama, a very small piece of meat. It's a small piece, just goes one little stretch, goes straight across this Atara. So mainly not yet to the mitzvah. It's ma'akfin, you have to cut off that extra skin. So the marvim hoya balbosa, the kid was a fat skin, if his kid was fat, and the top meat is coming down covering the atara, mishum marasayin, you have to take care of it. Oma shmuel, koten hamasurubul babosa, a con that has a lot of meat there. Royen oisai, we have to look like this. Kozaman shemis kashe venira mol. Kozaman the kid's aver is like big, it stretches out, and then he looks like he has a mila, then we can tell he's gemalt, is ena tzarach lomol. Then you do not have to make any mila. You don't have to cut anymore. If one is niskashe, when it's bikishui, yes, it looks claw gemalt. You don't see any meat covering it up. You don't have to cut anymore. The yimla, but let's say when he's niskashe, even when the aver is big, still we see the meat covering it up. Then tzarach limol. Then you have to cut. So tzarach limol here, pasha means you mamash have to cut off that meat that should not be covering up the atara. Even though the mefarshim on avad is only midrabbanan. Ravadim midiraisa, once you cut off the orli, is gemalt. But midirabonim nakoponim, if even when the aver is bikishri, still looks like the meat is covering it up, then you have to cut it off. And the loch is brought down like this also, that we only cut if even when he's bikishri, he doesn't look gemalt. But let's say no, let's say like Shmuel's saying, when he is bikishri, then we see as if he's gemalt. Then we don't see the meat covering up the atarim. So then we don't have to cut. But there's still an inyan mishumar asayin, if when the aver is normal, there's top meat covering up the atara, we try as much as push the meat back. We try and push that skin back below the round atara, below the ring, that it should not come on top of the ring. But then we just try and push down as much as possible with your own hands, but not to cut. We only cut more if even when the aver is bikishui, still it doesn't look him out. So the more Tanya, the Bryce line is a little bit different than Shmuel. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, cotton harmasu bebosar, a cotton that has a lot of meat that's covering up the orlom, is roi noisi we look. Kol zaman she miskash, kol zaman the aver is bekishui, v'yena nirumol, and he does not look him out, sarach lemoilin. Then you have to cut more. V'yimla, but if when he's bekishui, we can't tell that he didn't have a mila, is ain't a tzarach lemoilin. Then you don't have to cut anymore. To cut, you don't have to. Benachnami, you should try and press down the meat with your hand. Today, he shouldn't look always that he has a mila. So the Gemara, my benayah, what's the chiluk between the braisa and Shmuel's halacha? And the Gemara, ika benayah nira v'yena nira. If according to Shmuel, when don't we have to cut? If one is bekisha, we could tell he has a mila. It means we could tell Chloe had a mila. Let's say when he's bekisha, you can't tell he has and you can't tell he doesn't have. That's nafkamina. According to Shmuel, you have to cut. You only don't have to cut if you could tell clearly that there was a milu there. But if when it's bekisha, you can't tell clearly, it looks a little bit covered, a little bit not, you can't tell. According to Shmuel, you have to cut. But according to the Braisa, still you don't have to cut. But the Braisa says the only time you cut is if you do not see the milu. Because it has to be like 100%, it looks now as if there was no milu done. There's so much meat covering it all over. But if you have a suffix, if there was a milu or not, then you would not have to cut according to the Braisa. Rashi calls the man Shemes Kashu Mitzvah Kishoy Mispashet Pisaroi B'Dishmul Gasinan V'Niru Mo V'Mastisan Gasinan V'Yena Niru Mo. Ezeka B'Nayel Niru V'Yena Niru Zek Rashi L'Shmuel Niru Moel Hu Diyen Tzarech L'Moeloi Ho Niru V'Yena Niru Esaka Tzarech En L'Mas Nisan Eina Niru. But according to the Bryce says Eina Niru Hu Did Tzarech. The Bryce is only if he doesn't look like he has a Mila Vadai. But if we're misupik, the way it looks now, we don't know if he had a meal or not, then ain't it tzarech. So the Gemara, Mo'al v'loy poro. The Mishnah says, if you made a meal without a priya, you're not yet to the mitzvah's meal. For a ton of rabbonin, ha-mo'al oimer, he's the mo'al that makes the meal, he makes the bracha, before he cuts off the oil, he makes the bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu al ha-meal. And that's Nusach HaBrocha, it's called the Brichas HaMitzvah, and the Yibul Es HaYosem, before he starts cutting, he starts the Mitzvah. Some moils finish the Brocha also before they even start cutting, and some say no, that the latter start cutting even while they're making the Brocha. It was as long as they didn't finish the Priya yet, they're still called the Mitzvah's going on. So it's still called Yibul Es HaYosem. Aviha ben, the father of the son, then makes the Brocha, Oimer, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah B'Tzivonu L'Hach Nisai B'Risa Shel Avraham Avinu. That's the bracha that he makes. So Tayyis has a shailut. This is called also brachas hamitzvahs that it should be done after kodem l'asiyosim before he does the mila, or else no. Our minig is that the father makes the bracha after the mohel makes the bracha, even if it's after the mila, because it's not called the brachas hashvach. So there's no din that has to dafka be before the mila. It could even be done after the mila. Mohel chaps nafkemina. Let's say the father himself is making the mila. So the father himself is making the milah. When does he make the bracha lach nisa bevisha shel Avraham Avinu? So the mafarshim say if the father himself makes the milah, so then he makes both brachas before he even starts to do the milah. He makes ashekhtos azor ala milah and lach nisa before he even starts cutting. Then he'll start cutting and then he makes the mitzitz and then he makes the pri and the mitzitz. Vayta zatim gemara hoim dim the people that are standing around b'shas the bris. Oimrim kishem shenichnas lebris kein yikones the Torah lechub lemaisim toiv. He's to give him a bracha. Shebizeicha the father shebizeicha to be machnas his son the Torah to learning Torah lechub is reicha to have chasanob lemaisim toiv. He's then the person's called an odom asholim. After he has Torah and he got married, then he can start mamish doing maisim toiv the way he's supposed to. Baita v'hamavorech. Then later, whenever we give the kibbutz to make the bracha, the one that makes the bracha says, Oimr asher kidesh yedid mi beten. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh, his Yedid, his friend, from when he was born. This is a Machlokes Rashi. In Tosfos, Rashi learns Yedid here means Yitzchak Avinu. His Kori Yedid. And Tosfos learns, no, it goes back to Avraham Avinu, he's called Yedid. Fight of Tzetzov, Chasam, his bris, and the children also have a bris, Kodesh, Alkein, Vizchazois, Kilchai, Chokeno, Tzav, Elahatzi, Yedidus, Shereinu, Mishachet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us to save us from Shachas. So Rashi learns that means from Gehenim, that b'schus ha-mila, it should save us from Gehenim. Really, there's a Gemara in Arab and like that. But the Gemara there says that Avraham Avinu stays outside Gehenim. And whoever goes inside there and the person has a bris mila, Avraham Avinu tries to save him. So b'schus mila, there's a gewiss mas that saves you from Gehenim. Right to be end off, l'man b'risa asher son b'v'sareinu, orcha to Hashem, k'irus ha-bris. That's the bracha they make. Right to that Gemara, ha-mer les ha-gerim. When you come to Gemal Gerim, it's the Goy that's Mizgayir. So you have to make a Mila first, and then later we make a Tefillah. That's his Geris. Is Oymer, Poshtu means the Moyal, that makes the Mila, he makes the Brachom. Orcha to Hashem, Lakeinu, Melacholim, Asher, Kedishonu, Vitzosev, Vitzvonu, Alha Mila. The Moyal makes the same Brachom. Alha Mila. The person that's there, they're given the kibbut to make the Brachom. It doesn't say Klo, who has to make the Brachom. Is it Bezdin? Is it Poshtu? Whoever they give the kibbut to. He makes also brachas hashvach, this inyan of making milan gerim, ulhatif mehem dambris. Here in this bracha we also talk about dambris. So Mepharshim learned because most Gerim are older people, so they don't have any Orla. So the whole Indian of their Bris is only a Tokas Dam Bris. Therefore we mention a Dam Bris, Shel Mole Dam Bris, if not for the Indian of Mila of Dam Bris, Lo in his kind of Shemayim Varets, the world will not be existent. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Im Lo Verisa Yom of Alaylam, the Kodesh Baruch didn't create the Indian of Yom of Alaylam, it's Chukka Shemayim Varets Lo Samti. There will not be a Shemayim Varets. Baruch HaTo Hashem, Kairos HaBris. That's the bracha we make after we made the Mila for a Ger. So here the Gemara Dachshund, this pasuk is Loi Barisi Yom Avalayla goes on mitzvah's Mila. Mashma B'scham Mila, that's such a great mitzvah, that keeps the world going. Other places, Gemara Dachshund, this going on Limit HaTorah. And Loi Barisi Yom Avalayla means if not for the mitzvah's Torah, that's Nagei of Agisa, but Yom Avalayla, there wouldn't be a Chukah Shemayim Boretz. And the Gemara in the Durham talks about this, that both are emes. Some say for Kat that a Yid can't start to learn Torah unless he has a Mila. So the Mila is really a Hechsher to come to learn Torah. So it's really the same thing. Mila is a Hechsher to be able to learn Torah. So otherwise really it's Shver. What do we say in Lei Barisi Yom V'Lailam? So what does Yom V'Lailam have to do with Mila? L'chur Mila is possible to do at night. Mila you can only do Mila by Yom. So what does this Pasuk in Lei Barisi Yom V'Lailam have to do with Mila? Good, you could say it means the Kima Mitzvah, like we had before. Once you made a Mila B'yoyim, the Kima Mitzvah you have to say to the rest of your life. Yoyim V'layla say that you have this Kiyim of Mila. Otherwise you could learn like we just got finished saying, that the Indian of Mila is that's a Heksha to be able to learn Torah. So through Mila, you'll be able to have the Kedusha to learn Torah, which is a Kiyim of a Gisabo Yoyim V'layla. Vayta Hamoyles HaVodim, somebody has Nevet Kanani, and he wants to make a Mila on him now, Yizaymir Asher Kedishonu Vintzoyse Vitzvonu Ala Mila. He's the Moyle, makes his bracha. V'amavorach, again, whoever the Mechabda to make the bracha says, Oymer Asher Kedishonu Vintzoyse Vitzvonu Lomoles HaVodim, make a bracha Lomoles HaVodim, Olahatef Mehem Dam Bris, also about HaVodim, also Rov Pomim, they're older people, so there's no more Orla there, so all that you have to do is Atofes Dam Bris. Therefore we mention their bracha Olahatef Dam Bris, Shemolei Dambris, if not for the Indian of Dambris, Chukah Shemayim Voros Leinuskaimo, Shenemrem Leveris Yom of Alayla, Chukah Shemayim Voros Leisamti, Brocha to Hashem, Kervus Abris. Is that the Brocha we end off by Avodim? Yeah. So Tayy says, Mitzvah Lamolis Avodim, Shenem Yelid Bayis and Miknas Kesef. Tayy says, if that's the Posik, that's the Chiev to make a Mila on your Avodim. It was Nagei to a person like a Molif by Korban Pesach. If you have an Eved that doesn't have a Mila, that's Makiv the Odin from eating the Korban Pesach also. Like it's a Chiv upon the Odin to see that his Avodim have a Mila. Yeah, Zot the Mishnah Baita, new parak. Rabbi Eliezer Waimel, Toilin es HaMishmeres B'yomtiv. You're allowed to spread out like a sheep or a blanket or a towel on top of a barrel. This is the purpose to clear out, to sift out the wine. He's telling us a mishmeris that's like a shmat that I put on top of a barrel, b'yomtiv. Today, now you'll be able to pour the wine. If you have wine that still has inside the wine, it's pits, it chills. They want to sift out the wine. So what they did was they poured it over a cloth on top of a barrel, and the wine will go through the cloth and be cleaned out. Shavlez holds it's mutter to be telling us a mishmeris. You could spread out the cloth on top of the kli, on top of the barrel, b'yomtiv. Even though there should be a shayla of an oil, by spreading it out on top of the barrel, you're making an oil. Still, Rabbi Elazar is mutter to do it on Yom Tov. V'noisnin l'tluya b'Shabbos. But if I had on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a heter to spread it out to make the oil on Shabbos. But let's say l'tluya b'Shabbos, it was already spread out, the towel was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, all you want to do is just pour the wine through it to sift out the wine. As Reb Lezer holds its mutter, you let us sift out the wine on Shabbos. Sealt Reb Lezer. The Chomim Maimon, the Chomim say, and we hold that the Chomim, no, ain't toilin es hamishmeres b'yomtiv. If there's an issa oil, you're not allowed to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel on yomtiv. There's an issa oil, even though it's an oil arai. But I call upon him in the rabbanon itzosa. V'yei noisnin l'tluya b'Shabbos, and the old huadin, even though it was spread out before Shabbos, there's no issa oil now, since it was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos. But I call upon him, and now allowed to strain out the wine on Shabbos. There's an issa we'll see in the Gemara, either burr or else marakit. And now allowed to spread out to separate the pselas from the wine itself. Avonoisnin l'tluya b'yomtiv. But on yomtiv, if the barrel has already shmat on top of it from before yomtiv, So there's no, is he not making an oil now on Yom Tov? He just want to strain out the wine. It's mutter to strain out the wine on Yom Tov. So Tosfos says, Tzarech Lafarash, you have to say, Shemhoyo Seyam Yesmo, if you would have strained out the wine from before Shabbos, from before Yom Tov, it wouldn't be as good as now. Therefore, the Malach is Doicha Yom Tov, it's called Oichel Nefesh. Tzarech Yom Tov, you couldn't do on Erev Yom Tov, therefore you're allowed to strain out the wine on Yom Tov. Does Hatacham, that's all we pass him. So Rashi, Tel Nesam Shmeres Shemasanam Nembo Shemayim. You want to strain out the wine from its psoilus, from the shmorim, that means from the pits and shells. O Moitech Piyo Lechol Tzad. You spread out the opening of the towel, the eagle, around the top of the barrel. Venasek Oil. It's like an oil, like a tent. Al Chalal HaKli. On top of the empty part of the Kli. She the Alpha Gav the Yovid Oil. Even though Lechur you make an oil now on Yom Tiv. Shari b'yomtiv. Rabbi Lez holds the smutik before the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara what the time why he holds the smutik. Abu b'Shabbes mitla lechiloloi. But Rabbi Lez is asking though on Shabbos it's also to spread the towel on top of the basket because you're called making an oil. It's also to make an oil on Shabbos. Abu lim tuluyihi. But let's say it was spread out on top of the barrel from before Shabbos. You're not making any oil now. The noistim letoicha shmorim umisanin. Rav Lez holds is you're allowed to pour the wine and sift the wine through this towel now. They derech bura mekach. Even though there's a molacha of bura, you're not allowed to separate oichol or pselos from oichol on Shabbos. He holds this is not a derech bura though. This is called a shinui. So it's mutim with raisa. And vice says he even holds this mutim with rabbanon also. This is Rav Lez's shita. Right. We'll see more in the Gemara klo what the machlokes is and why he holds the two svaras. Why each one holds this svara.
Start over again. The Perik Hatoylin, Toylin. Hey, Staff Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Leimer Toylin Es Hamishmeres Biyomtiv. Rabbi Eliezer holds you allowed to stretch out the mishmeres. That's the cloth that you put on top of the barrel to use as a sieve to clean out the wine. So you're allowed to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yomtiv, even though the Chum say it's osur because it's an asiyas oil. You're making a tent like on top of the barrel. We have less all this mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Vayta v'noistin l'tluya b'Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, it's also to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel. We have less also holds it's also to make the oil on Shabbos. He only says, though, that if it was done before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to put the wine through the strainer, through the sifter to sift the yain. If it was tluya before Shabbos, the material, the cloth, was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to pour the wine through the cloth to strain out the wine, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. For Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say no. Ein toilin es hamishmeres b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to stretch out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yomtiv. It's also osir. There's an isasiyas oil on Yomtiv. And avada on Shabbos also it's osir. The vaitas of Chachamim. Even in the case we already had the cloth stretched out before Shabbos on top of the barrel, there's also an iser to pour the wine through the strainer on Shabbos. Pasha does an iser for marakit. You're straining the wine on Shabbos. But the Chumah Ma'amoyde that on Yom Tov it's mutter. Even though it's a meleches marakit, you're doing on Yom Tov, you're straining the wine from the pits and the shells of the grapes, still on Yom Tov it's mutter. So Taisa says it's mutter on Yom Tov. You have to say it. Tzarech Lafarish Shleimar Shemhoyo Seil Miyesma Luhoyo Toiv Kol Kach Bechazik. If you would have strained it yesterday, the wine wouldn't be so strong and good. Therefore, it's called Ef Shel Asoisimer of Yom Tov. So it's called Tzarechei Oichel Nefesh that you couldn't do yesterday before Yom Tov. Therefore, it's mutter to strain it on Yom Tov. Let's see what Rashi. You want to strain out the wine that has the shemorim inside it, the dregs inside it. What do? You take this cloth and stretch it out on all sides, beagle around the hole. It's like an oil, like a tent on top of the kli. Even though you make it a tent on Yom Tov, still shari b'yomtiv. Reb Lezer holds it's mutter. Can a farish be gemara? The gemara will explain why he holds even machshiri oichel nefesh are also doicha yomtiv. Avo b'shabbos, But on Shabbos, there he's moedi, not allowed to make the tent, the oil metchila on Shabbos. Abimitla lechatchila loy, you're not allowed to stretch it out metchila, put the cloth on top of the kli. That's called you're making an asiyas oil arai. That's also our koponim midirabonim. Avolim tluyehi. But if the cloth was already stretched out over the barrel before Shabbos, noistin letoichoi shmorim or misanin, you could do this on Shabbos. The ein derech bur bekach. Zok Reblezer, there's no issur d'oraisa. It's not a derech bur. And even midrabbanan also it's mutter. That's not the derech how to strain out, how to clean out the wine. Since you're doing with a shinui, here the rabbanan, here Reblezer, it's even mutter to do it midrabbanan. So the Gemara. Hash the Rebbe Lezer, oy sufei oil arai, loy moy svinon, lemevad lechatchila shari. It is a kasha. Rebbe Lezer will soon see Hoseshita that on Shabbos, Nuadin on Yom Tov, it's also to make an oil on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And even just to be moysif on the oil, as in the case we already have the roof made already, and just there's a window on the roof, and the window is open. You want to put something to cover over the window, you're only being moysif on an oil, alright? Still, Rebbe Lezer holds it also. We'll soon see the din. So, for the Gemara, Madach, he holds, you can't even add something to an oil that's already there. So, the Mevad, the Chachila Shari, how can our Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer, hold? It's Mutter Metchila to go ahead and stretch out the cloth over the barrel, even though you're making an oil. How could it be it's Mutter to make an oil Metchila? So, the Gemara, Mahi, where's this din? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah before. That's like the Zrashik grain, Aruba Sagag. We have a window in the ceiling, in the roof, you have a window, and you want to clog up the window now, you want to put something to close it up, is Rebbe Lezer Weimer. Bizman Shekosher Vitoloi, if this piece of wood that you're using to close up the window is hanging and tied up to the ceiling, then Perkukim Boy, then you're allowed to use it to clog up the hole. The pshat is, there's no dinasiyas oil then, because since it's attached to the roof, it's hanging and attached, it's considered like part of the oil already. V'yim lav, but if this piece of wood you want to use to close it up is not tied on to the roof, and it's not even hanging, but it's on the floor, is ein perkikim boy. Rebbe Lezer holds, you're not allowed to put this piece of wood back on top of the roof to cover up the hole of the window. Even though you really have a roof already, you already have an oil, all you're doing is just being moisif on the oil. Still, Rebbe Lezer holds it's also to do it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Chacham say though, ben kach perkukim boy. No, even if the stopper, even this piece of wood is not attached to the ceiling, it's not tied on, it's not even hanging. Still, it's mutter. The Yama Rabba Baba Chona. Rabba Baba Chona is mas, but what's the machlekes? Omer Rabbi Yechonim, ha'kil moedim she'en oisin oil arai b'tchila b'yom tov. Everybody's masking, you can't do even on Yom Tov to make an oil arai. An oil arai means it's not going to stay there for a long time. You put up this tent, this cover, but you can take it down. It's like portable. It's not something that's going to stay there a long time. That's called an oil arai. A tent that's arai only meant to be taken down. So it's also to do it on Yom Tov. This everybody holds. Avad, you can't make the tent metchila, the oil, the covering, metchila on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Where is the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? It's a machlekes where you already have the oil arai, you have already most of the roof, and now you want to add a little bit more onto the roof. Like this case, you have an open window in the roof. So the roof, the covering is there already. All you want to do is just cover up the little hole you have in the roof. Rabbi Eliezer, ain't moisif and biyamtif, v'yein tzarech leim v'shabbos. Even just hoisofo is Osir and Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chum Maimrim, but the Chum say, no. Moisifin b'Shabbos v'yein tzarech leim v'yom tov. You're allowed to add to the roof on Shabbos, and who adin on Yom Tov, you could add to it. Since it's oil, it's only an oil arai, it's a type of a roof, a tent, that's taken down, like this p'kaka chalein, this type of window, that what you're covering up the window with, it's material, it's a board, that's aimed to open and close. So it's only an arai. And all you're doing is just being moistif. You already have the main roof there ready. Just adding on to it. So Chum says it's mutter, and your blazer says it's also. So it's a pella from our Mishnah. How can our Mishnah say on Yom Tov, it's mutter metchila, to take this cloth and stretch it out over the barrel? You're making an oil arai metchila. That's also. And your blazer even can't even be moistif. So Vadi can't do the whole thing. So how could in the Mishnah Reb Leza say it's mutter, and the Mishnah before Reb Leza said it was osit? It's theory in Reb Leza. And the Gemara, Sovalo k'Reb Yehuda. I'll tell you, Reb Leza holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Tanya we learned, Ein ben yom tif l'shabbos elo oichol nefesh bovad. That all the Yisurim that are nageya on Shabbos are nageya to yom tif also. Only oichol nefesh. You got to do malach is nageya to the oichol itself. The things you need for eating. The cooking, that's mutter to do on Yom Tif. Who would then hoitso, you got to carry out on Yom Tif, else because it's called Tzarech Achila. We have Yehuda matir af machshiri oichol nefesh. We have Yehuda is even matir the hechshir to oichol nefesh. Not only the cooking of the food itself, but let's say you don't have a knife to cut the food. You let it go and make the knife on Yom Tif according to Reb Yehuda. Or you don't have an oven to bake with. You let it go and make the oven to bake with. Similarly here also, if you want to drink wine on Shabbos, and you can't drink unless you strain it out, and if you don't have a strainer yet, you're allowed to go ahead and make the strainer metchila on Yom Tif. That's why only on Yom Tif is Rebbe Eliezer matir, to make this oil for the purpose of oichol nefesh. That's called machshiri oichol nefesh, that's also doicha Yom Tif. For the Gemara, no, eimod is shamin and lei. For Rebbe Yehuda, when do we hear Rebbe Yehuda shita, that you're allowed to even do the hechsher of melachis? For oichol nefesh, that's only b'machshirin she'yefsher la'asayis tim erev Yom Tif. It's only a type of a melachon that you couldn't do erev Yom Tif. Since you couldn't do it before Yom Tif, we'll let you do it on Yom Tif. L'moshel, let's say the knife breaks on Yom Tif. So we don't have any kasha, how come you didn't fix it up before Yom Tif? Before Yom Tif you had the knife. The knife first broke on Yom Tif. So now according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to fix the knife on Yom Tif. Even though it's not Eichon Nefesh itself, it's only a Hechsher for the Eichon Nefesh. Rabbi Lezo, that's also Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, that's Mutter. But b'machshirin, she'efsher la'asayisim erev Yom Tif, mishamat lei. But like in our case here, when you want to stretch out this cloth over the barrel to make an oil in order to be able to sieve out the wine. This you could have done yesterday. There's no reason why you didn't do this erev Yom Tif. So since this hechsher could have been done erev Yom Tif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no right to do it on Yom Tif. We'll see him as Hefta Beitza about this. With the Ashram Sukkim like that. And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer Adifim with Rabbi Yehuda. And if not, you have to say Rabbi Eliezer is saying a bigger Chiddush than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is only Mate Hechsher Eichel Nefesh, where you couldn't have done an Erev Yom Tif. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, no. Even in the case like our Mishnah, where you could have made the sieve, you could have made this oil, you could have stretched out the cloth on top of the barrel, Erev Yom Tif. Still, Reb Leza holds, if you didn't do it before Yom Tif, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tif. As the din from the Hechsher Oichol Nefesh is Doich Yom Tif. So, it's no stira. Reb Leza is only matter in our Mishnah because it's Nogeya to Oichol Nefesh. It's the preparation to be able to drink your wine. Mashenke in the Mishnah before, that's talking about the Pekaka Chalain, that's talking about closing up a roof. That's time you have an open window there, that has nothing to do with Oichol Nefesh. That's why there it's also on Shabbos, and who are then it's also on Yom Tif also. So the Gemara writes, and our Mishnah says, "Achom say ain toilin eshem mishmeres b'yom tif." You're not allowed to stretch out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yom Tif, and about the huadin on Shabbos also with sosa. So the Gemara reboilihu, tolo mai. What's the loch if you stretched out the cloth on Yom Tif or on Shabbos according to the Chachamim? Omer Rabbi Yosef tolo chayet chatis. The other meaning is, if you stretch it out on top of the barrel of this cloth, your mamish chayet chatis. It's called like an oil kvar. It's called a real yisabinyan. You're making an oil. It's awesome with the rice. Frakti Gemara, Omalay Abaye. If this is called binyan, like before you didn't do anything. All you're doing is just stretching a cloth on top of a barrel. So if you're going to tell me this is called binyan, Elamayato, Tolo Kuzo Besichto, Hochinami de Mechayev. If you hang up a pitcher on a peg, you tell me you're also chayev. But since you're taking the picture, like attaching it, hanging it up on top of the wall, on a peg in the wall, you'll say that's also chayiv. So Rashi, tolo kuzi v'sichta, tolo kli kotn v'mogud. You take a small kli and hang it on top of a peg. Is hochi nami de mechayiv, v'hochi mai chiyuv v'ikalat. There's no svar at all, you should be chayiv here. B'yoyel haray. The same thing by us also. When you're putting the cloth on top of the barrel, it's only an oil haray. It's something I'm going to take off right away. Binyan gomer lehevi, there's no real binyan, and with the rabbanon who the misser, avad, it's only us and the rabbanon. This is the kash, you can't say stam stretching a cloth over the barrel is an issir d'oraisa. Like what kind of issir? There's now no shaykhas to binyan mid d'oraisa. So the Gemara, elo avad, the teretz, elo amr abaya.